Morning, Ryerson. I'm Severina Chu.
And I'm Matthew Rodrigo Pohl.
You're tuned into the Rye Report.
Today, we'll be bringing you updates on changes to the Ryerson School of Journalism's admissions process, the Ryerson Library's new free textbook program, the Rams men's soccer team's final game, and the women's basketball team's loss in their preseason tournament.
Students are voicing concerns as the Ryerson School of Journalism changes up its admission process. In a one-year trial plan for the fall 2020 term, incoming students won't have to submit a portfolio of their written work anymore. According to Janice Neal, chair of the School of Journalism, the change was made because many high school students were deterred by the idea of a portfolio or didn't have enough time to make one.
You know, we also had a concern that that students who were willing to do, you know, to kind of do the journalism, that I think a lot of people, but certainly a lot of students, kind of suffer maybe a bit from imposter syndrome, and it's like, oh, mine's never going to be good enough. I'm not going to bother doing it.
Current journalism students are worried that this change will hurt the school's reputation and make admissions more focused on high grades rather than passion. Fourth-year journalism student Stephanie Liu said that the portfolio also helps prepare students for their future career. Despite these concerns, Neil says that the one-year trial will go on to see if it'll meet the needs of incoming applicants.
Students can now get hard copy textbooks for free. Thanks to a new initiative that launched last month, the Ryerson Library is offering almost all required textbooks for all undergraduate and graduate courses to students for absolutely no cost. To take out a textbook, students simply have to visit the library's circulation desk with their course code and the title of the textbook. Students may take out books on reserve for 2 hours at a time. Ryerson University annual students' expenses estimates the average cost of books and supplies is $700 to $1,500 per year. Ryerson's chief librarian says the program helps students have equal access to the resources needed to be successful.
The Ryerson Rams men's soccer team ended the regular season on a high note. The team won its final game of the season against the Nipissing Lakers on October 20th. The Rams opened the scoring in the 7th minute, going on to win 5-0. The win secured a second seed, which means the team gets a bye to the semifinals of the Ontario University Championships. The victory also took place on Senior Day, and the team took time to honor their 5 graduating players. The Rams now wait to see who they'll face in the quarterfinals.
The Ryerson Rams women's basketball team lost in the championship game of the Darcel Wright Memorial Classic preseason tournament. The Rams were defeated by the University of Saskatchewan Huskies 54-51 in Sunday's championship game. The tournament was hosted at the Mattamy Athletic Center. Stefania Marveljevic, who missed the last shot attempt from half court, led the Rams with a career-high 10 rebounds. The Rams will begin their season on Thursday against the York Lions.
I'm Severina.
And I'm Matthew, and this is your Rye Report.
Thanks for tuning in.